Hey everybody, it's Greg Schinkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in the midst of this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, where lots of people are working from homes, I know many of the people who watch Leader Feeder work in operational settings, and some of you may still be working, but we're in a massive time of disruption. And so I wanted to do a special work from home edition of Leader Feeder, and today we're going to be talking about stress resiliency. You can see the other person on the screen is my colleague Brad Kuhlbeck, and Brad is he's a colleague of mine. If you've ever had us deliver content on stress resiliency, we've been using Brad's content. So either we'll teach it on his behalf, or in some cases he'll come out and teach it himself. So Brad is an expert on stress resiliency. Of course, our background, as you know, is in the leadership training for leaders in operational settings. So Brad is, he runs the Provincial Operations Center for the second largest police force in Canada. And he's also written this awesome book on resiliency called The Resilient Mind, How to Achieve Success by Building Mental and Emotional Toughness. And I've asked him to come on the Leader Feeder with us to walk us through a subset or a few of the resiliency factors. He and I have just recorded some workshops, online workshops, for both for leaders, but also for employees or team members. And so the leader's version of the workshop is called Stress Resiliency for Leaders, Managing the Stress and Anxiety in Yourself and in Your Team. And so it's available for companies to purchase, either small companies or larger ones. But we thought it would be nice for Leader Feeder viewers to get a couple of these at no extra charge. And so, Brad, maybe you could start us off by this great way of positioning resiliency in general.
Yeah, so this is a quote from the Harvard Business Review. More than education, more than experience, more than training, a person's level of resilience will determine who succeeds and who fails. We know resilience is one of the most important factors in success in business and any other aspect of life.
Right. And then you have a number of resiliency factors in your book. And of course, in the longer presentation, we'll go through more of them. But maybe just speak about resiliency factors in general.
So what the research has shown is that there are certain factors, characteristics, traits, behaviors that resilient people have that non-resilient people don't have. And the more you can apply these factors in your life, the more you bolster your resilience and the more you're able to deal with adversity.
Right. So as you mentioned, a lot of us have resiliency factors that we already use, whether we knew it or not. And so this is really about reflecting on the ones that you currently use and maybe add some to your toolbox. Now, I asked you to focus on a couple that I think are the most relevant to our Leader Feeder viewers. And the first one is around maintaining routines. And you had some really cool examples of this, even in much worse situations than what we're facing here.
Some research out of Israel showed that people, even during extreme adversity, during the second Intifada and during rocket attacks, people that maintained their routines as much as they could had lower levels of PTSD and better outcomes than people that practiced avoidance behaviors. So even during COVID-19, I know many people have to work from home, but the more you can maintain your fitness routines and work routines, the better the outcome is going to be, the less stress you're going to feel.
Yeah, I found now, I've always worked from home when I'm not out working with customers doing training. And I found that, having a routine helps anyway. So if you have to work from home, you might decide not to spend all your time in pajamas. Those conference calls kind of help with that. But any kind of routine can help, even if it's a new routine that you establish. And for leaders, if you are still working, if your place is still in working, you can use routines to help your team kind of keep their stress levels down, because when they're busy doing things, it helps. And I know that that moves on to the next one, which is taking action, which is like having a routine. And the quote that we have is that action alleviates anxiety.
That's true. Maybe a time for anxiety with some people right now. And this resiliency factor is what psychologists call an active coping style. So there are people that don't avoid problems or live in denial. They accept the reality of the situation and take action on it. Usually when people are feeling anxiety, it's when they're lying in bed at 3 a.m. ruminating or worrying about something, or maybe sitting on the couch. They're not actually taking action. And so research shows that the more you can take action on problems, on whatever challenges you're facing, it reduces anxiety and stress.
Right on. So again, leaders, many of them, the ones who we teach, are already action oriented. So just realize that action is your friend in terms of alleviating the worry, because a lot of worry has to do about the future, and a lot of things are still uncertain. So if you focus too much on that, it doesn't do you any good. Now, we do talk about optimism as one of the resiliency factors. And I know you have a great story that you'll be sharing in the full presentation for those that get to see it. But here, we're not really just talking about, oh, everything's going to be fine. It's kind of like what I think we saw with Winston Churchill as a leader in World War II. And maybe you can talk about this idea of realism, but long-term optimism.
Yeah, so being optimistic, but realistically optimistic, is a factor that makes people more resilient as opposed to being pessimistic. So it's not a Pollyanna type of optimism where you think everything is going to be fine and you don't really look at the reality of the situation. So during World War II, when Winston Churchill became prime minister, he gave a couple of speeches where he talked about the dark days ahead, where he talked about many, many long months of struggle and suffering, and he talked about the terror they would face. But he would always talk about the victory that they would achieve in the end and how it would be their finest hour. And so he accepted the reality of the situation, which gave him credibility as a leader, but also gave people optimism because he talked about the victory that they would achieve in the end.
Right. So for you as a leader, remaining long-term optimistic, especially if you've been there, done that. I know I've lived through, you know, a lot of the business disruption that happened after September 11th, after the financial crisis happened, oil price shocks. So it's always startling when you're first into it, and then you realize that in the long term, human beings are resilient. Most of us are staying healthy, thank goodness, and then we will have a future to look forward to. So as a leader, it's probably better to do it this way instead of focusing always on the downside. Because I think if you're too much of a downer, it sends a negative message to your people and only adds to their stress and your own. Now, Brad, sort of on a related note to that, this idea of calm being contagious. And Brad works in the operations center for a very large police force, the second largest in Canada in terms of 8,000 officers in uniform. And I always wondered how, when you used to lead the tactical group, the tactical team, how you used to deal with the fact that you'd come on a scene and it could be mayhem breaking out, and the importance of staying calm as the leader, even though you're a little freaked out maybe.
Yeah, so calm is contagious is a saying that we have, because as the leader, if you're running around with your hair on fire or you're getting upset, yelling at people, it sets the tone for everybody else. And when people are really stressed and have a lot of anxiety, they don't perform well. And so it's important for a leader especially to remain calm. So even if you have some uncertainty yourself about how this is going to turn out, you have to maintain that calm. And just the way you act is like, yeah, I've got this. I've done this before. I've been through similar things. We've got this. And just maintain that, even if it's just a facade, maintain that facade of calmness for the benefit of everybody around you, because it is contagious. Your attitude will affect everybody else.
Right. So staying calm is important as a leader because it sets the example. And we've, of course, taught people a lot about leading by example. And this is just one aspect of that, being calm. Now, one of the concepts in the longer presentation, but I know that we have time here to cover it, is this idea of the Yerkes-Dodson law in terms of the relationship between performance and stress. And maybe just walk our listeners and viewers through it.
Yeah, so the relation between stress and performance is if you have zero stress, no stress at all, you're not going to perform your best either. And so as your stress increases, so there's demands placed on you either by somebody else or yourself, your performance actually goes up. And then there's a sweet spot at the top of the apex, and that's where you're performing at your best. You're really in the zone. But then as stress increases even more, then you can hit a point of overwhelm and burnout, and then your performance drops off again. But as you learn more and more resiliency factors and apply them in your life, what happens is you have the ability to deal with a higher stress load, more demands, more adversity, more challenge, and still remain in that sweet spot. So still being able to perform well under a higher stress load.
Right. And so that's what we really wanted to cover with the resiliency factors, the ones that we can share in our shorter leader feeder format. And then in our longer presentation, we'll go into it in more detail. So even though we shared a few examples today, including maintaining routines, in the longer 1 hour-ish presentation for leaders, we go through all of these different things that you can do to be more resilient, including some surprising information about how much coffee or caffeine and what happens when you take too much of it in. And same with alcohol, you might use it to loosen up a little bit, but if you're drinking too much, it actually causes your stress levels and your stress hormones to stay elevated for longer. Having a sense of humor, although appropriate, of course, live in the now, finding meaning. We talked about optimism. Stress inoculation around how you can get tougher over time in dealing with stress. We'll go into some specifics on dealing with financial pressures if you or your team are facing those. And the fact, again, like we talked about, that calm is contagious. And finally, how do you support your team when they're stressed out about things? So those are all the resiliency factors. And no, this is not some little bait and switch that I designed for you. The reality is in the leader feeder format, we have only a certain amount of time that we can talk about. So we did include these though in these two recorded resources, and you can find them on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. One is an hour long, maybe a few minutes more than an hour, on stress resiliency for leaders, how to manage the stress and anxiety in yourself and in your team. A slightly shorter version for all team members, all employees, on stress resiliency, how to manage your stress and anxiety. And I really just want to say how appreciative I am, especially in times of stress and pressure, that how great it was that Brad Kuhlbeck could help me getting some of these messages out to the people that we do business with and that we work with. And so, Brad, thank you for partnering with me on the tools that we've just recently launched, but also just in general being comforting both to me and to the public at large. So thanks for your contributions.
And thank you. Good to work with you.
All right. So that wraps up our leader feeder for this special work from home episode. Hopefully we'll be back to the regular format that you're used to. Thanks again to Brad Kuhlbeck, our special guest, and make sure you check out those additional resources on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. For now, that's it for today's leader feeder.